brought to you by Pinpoint Tech. For custom-made solutions for your home or business, visit pinpointtech.pro.
Who does your business call when your devices are on the fritz? Hi, this is Logan from Pinpoint Tech, your locally owned and operated IT solution. Ignoring the problem is never the answer. Whether it's a device or network management, IT support, or monthly service contracts, we've got you covered. We can also provide web design, remote service, backup and recovery, tech installation, and so much more. You can bring your equipment in to us, or we can come to you. For free consultation, please reach out to us on Facebook or give us a call at 816-629-6149.
And we are back on Kate's Corner, and I am here with Sergeant Shane Hux from Troop H of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Sergeant Hux, welcome today. Thank you so much for joining us. And let's just dive in. There's so much going on and so pertinent today. The weather, we're in a flood watch right now.
Correct.
So let's talk about some of the dangers with flood water and some of the things that people can do to be safe.
So driving through flood water is never a good idea. You should never drive through floodwater. Even a small amount can swift a slow-moving vehicle off the roadway.
And when I know, there's a lot of times I'm driving and there may be cones up. MoDOT has cones up, and you know, sometimes you kind of have the urge to, I just want to get to work. I want to get to where I'm going. Let's just drive around them, and that's not really a good idea.
No, those barriers or barricades are put there for your safety. Not only is it a violation of state law, but you don't know what's on the other side of those barriers to move those.
Yeah, and you know, and I was thinking depth of water, but you also brought up a really good point earlier where we were talking. It's road conditions.
Correct.
You don't know what's happening on, you know, you can't see it.
Correct. You know, and those shoulders may be washed out, the roadway may be eroded underneath. And when you travel on that, if you happen to drive off the roadway and there's no shoulder or the road is eroded, that road could collapse.
Now, if someone was to be in a situation, stuck in a situation like that, where they do end up in floodwaters, what's the best, you know, obviously call 911, but is there anything that they can do, you know, to keep themselves safe in a situation like that?
Yes, what is recommended is that you exit your vehicle as soon as possible and get to higher ground.
See, I wouldn't have thought that. I would have said lock myself in the vehicle and say, excellent. So so you get out and get to higher ground. Excellent.
Yes.
What are some of the other things that we need to talk about? Floods happen quickly.
Correct.
So let's discuss it. You know, when you know, we look at some of the rains that happen, and we're especially in this flood watch. You know, sometimes there are areas that don't have good drainage, don't have good sewer systems, and floods happen so quickly and swiftly. I mean, it could destroy property. It can destroy, you know, it can destroy our roadways pretty quickly, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why it's always great to stay alert in areas that are known to flood. Just be aware of your surroundings and know that it can happen in the blink of an eye.
Yep. And transitioning out of flood waters, we're talking about people traveling. And, you know, you may be traveling. You know, like this weekend was a big travel weekend. And I think, you know, with COVID being over, people are getting out of the house more.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, so let's talk about some of the travel dangers and, you know, things that people should look for while they're traveling.
So we recommend three things that will greatly decrease your chances of being involved in a serious motor vehicle crash. And that is always wear your seatbelt. Devote 100% of your attention to driving at all times. And always obey the traffic laws.
And you mentioned seatbelts. Now, what are the laws here in the state of Missouri as far as, regardless of what he tells me, you need to wear your seatbelt anyway. Everybody needs to wear their seatbelt. But what are the laws like for passengers or people in the car? Are they required to wear their seatbelts?
The driver and front seat passenger are required to wear it at all times.
And if you have a child or, you know, a young child that's in like a car seat, that car seat needs to be secured.
Correct.
And buckled in. And someone, and I don't know if this is true or not, but someone said that there may be assistance maybe through the fire department or one of the law enforcement agencies that can help them maybe secure or put the car seat in the car for them. Have you heard it?
Even through the highway patrol, we do have people that are certified to install and inspect child restraint systems.
And how would someone go about doing that if they needed assistance?
They can call Troop H headquarters and ask for me. And I can set that up for them. We'll just make an appointment to where they can have it come in and get that checked, make sure that it is properly secured.
Is there any cost involved?
No, there's not.
So you lose absolutely nothing. You gain everything.
Correct.
Make a phone call. It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Correct.
And people, to hindsight, it's always 20/20. you know, prevention is the way to go, and prevent these accidents from happening. Because I'm sure, you know, Sergeant Hux can tell you, there's a lot of unnecessary injuries that happen because people just are not following laws, they're not following rules, and they're not taking precautions.
Yes, and one thing people don't realize is that motor vehicle crashes are avoidable.
Yeah, and you know, and what is the number one reason for a crash? Would you say what would be the top reason for
statistically for us, because it's one way that we can prove that is speed. Personally, I think distracted driving, that's a harder case for us to prove unless someone comes out and tells us that they were on their cell phone or they were eating or drinking and got distracted.
And when we talk about speed, when we're in hazardous conditions like wet roadways now with the rain, and of course in the winter with the snow and ice, but with this rain particularly, what is the safest way to drive with speed? How do you adjust your speed for these conditions?
Well, I definitely would not recommend using the cruise control, especially during periods of heavy rain. Hydroplaning with the roads if they're washed out a little bit from the semi-truck traffic, it would cause you to hydroplane and your cruise control would kick in, causing you to travel off the roadway.
Now, if someone did find themselves, you know, skidding off the road or hydroplaning, how should they react?
Definitely take your foot off the accelerator. I would not slam on the brakes. Normally you're on a different type of surface or half on the pavement, half in the grass or gravel. That would cause your vehicle to spin out of control. Just let off the gas and try to steer it back onto the roadway.
Great. Let's talk about construction zones, because as you're traveling, I mean, especially right now, weather's starting to get nice, more construction's taking place, and I know they're working on getting a lot of, you know, MoDOT's working on repairing a lot of roads. So what's the best way to approach construction zones when you're passing construction workers on the road? You know, how should people respond, and you know, what are the rules and laws and the safety guidelines for that?
Especially this time of year, MoDOT is hitting it hard out there doing a lot of road work, and they're doing that for our safety, to make the roads better and safer for us to travel upon. So I just ask that you be extra vigilant when you're approaching road constructions. Do not be in a hurry. Be patient. Be considerate. Adhere to those sign and warning signs that you're coming into. Decrease your speed and just be very observant.
Excellent. You know, and a question that I had gotten a few times in the last couple of years, interviewing law enforcement agencies, you know, people understand that you have your city police and, you know, and what they do. They understand the sheriff's department because they handle the county.
Correct.
But, you know, people are always like, what else does Highway Patrol do? Because you don't just watch for speeders on the highway. That's just a little portion of what State Highway Patrol really does. What are some of the other things that Highway Patrol is responsible for?
Well, our primary purpose is safe travels. Mm-hmm. We enforce traffic laws upon the state of Missouri. We primarily investigate traffic crashes. Our ultimate goal is to prevent those crashes through strict traffic enforcement. But we also have different divisions among the Highway Patrol. We have the driver's examiner. We have commercial vehicle. We have marine troopers. We have the Division of Drug and Crime Control. And we're just there as a resource, even to these other agencies. If they need us, we're there to provide that service.
And I think that's huge in the law enforcement community, is that mutual aid. Everybody, you know, even though they're different entities and different departments, they really work together as one. Everybody works hand in hand. It's a big family. Hand in hand. And everybody, you know, even to the individual, each individual person, everybody comes with their own set of skills and knowledge and experience. And that's what makes law enforcement work so well. And I think we're so lucky in our area here in Missouri that we have such great law enforcement agencies.
Correct.
It's amazing. I have met some of the most amazing people in law enforcement, city, county, highway patrol. I mean, it's a wonderful group of people, and it's so good. I feel safe.
And that's what it takes. It takes teamwork, and that's what we try to do to provide the best service, not only to the citizens of Missouri, but to the other law enforcement agencies as well.
Absolutely. And do you do any kind of like educational speaking at schools, or do you ever take part in anything like that?
Yes. If anybody ever needs a program, they can feel free to contact me there at Troop Age. I'd be more than happy to come out and do any type of program.
That's great. Is there anything that you would like to touch on before we're done for the day?
I think that covers it. I wish everybody safe travels throughout this summer season.
Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Sergeant Shane Hux from Troop H of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.